Ruth a-riding. Of all the roads that ever Brudge did bear athwart a river's face, our hosses, up and down the Rudge, did wear to doust at every pace. I'll take the Stalton Lane, to tread be banks with primrose beds bespread, and stately elms overhead, were Ruth to come a-riding. And I would rise when fields be grey wi' morning dew, avore it is dry, and be it the douse drew out the day, to bluest hills of all the sky. If there, avore the dusk o' night, the evening sun a sheenin' bright, would pay my labours with a sight o' Ruth, a Ruth a-riding. Her healthy face is rosy fair, she's comely in her gait and limb, and sweet's the smile her face to wear, below her cap's well-rounded brim. And while her skirts a-spreadin' wide, in voiles upon the hoss's side, he'll toss his head and snort wi' pride, to trot wi' Ruth a-ridin'. And as her hoss's rottlin' pace to slacken, till his feet to beat a slower trot, until her face to bloom avore the tollman's gate, oh, he'd be glad to open wide his high-backed gate and stand aside, a-giving up his toll wi' pride for sight o' Ruth a-riding. I know that Ruth could be my bride, and I had hosses at my will, that I might take her by my side, a-riding over dell and hill. I'd set wi' pride her litty too, within a stirrup sheenin' new, and leave all other joys to go along wi' Ruth a-ridin'. If maidens that be weak and pale, a-mopin' in the house's shed, would wish to be so blithe and hale as you did see young Ruth amid, then, though the summer sun mid glow, or though the winter wind mid blow, they'd leap upon the saddle's bow and go lick Ruth a-ridin'. While evening light does softly gild the moss upon the elm's bark, avore the zingin' birds a-stilled, our woods be dim, our day is dark, wi' quiverin' grass avore his breast, in cowslip beds, to lie at rest the hoss that now to go the best wi' rosy Ruth a-ridin'.